This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Last week, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation began COVID-19 vaccinations in Bethel and around the YK Delta. And yesterday, YKHC hosted an information session about the vaccines and who will be next in line to receive them. In the YK Delta, residents and staff at the Bethel Elders Home and frontline health workers were the first to receive COVID-19 vaccines. That involved chartering planes to fly doses to villages and vaccinating health aides on runways. YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges said Phase 1A of vaccinations would be complete by this Wednesday.
We just received this vaccine 6 days ago, and we have been able to vaccinate over 180 healthcare providers in 37 different villages. And it's to me, when I think about this, it's an astonishing accomplishment.
With both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines coming to market in under a year, some may have been concerned about safety. Dr. Larry Corey, co-director of the Fred Hutchinson COVID-19 Prevention Network, was another panelist in the information session. He said government funding helped develop and test the vaccines in such a short time, but he said no corners were cut in the approval process.
The testing mechanism of vaccines that were done was exactly like we normally do any testing vaccine.
Several Alaskans have experienced severe allergic reactions when they received the Pfizer vaccine. Dr. Hodges says there have been no such cases in the YK Delta.
We've administered well over 500 doses with no adverse reactions.
Over the weekend, news broke of a more infectious strain of COVID-19 in Britain. Dr. Corey said that coronavirus mutations are nothing new and that the existing vaccines would likely protect against the new strains.
I'm pretty confident the vaccine is going to cover this just fine. And it certainly covered the first mutational change just fine.
Dr. Hodges said that she expects doses of the second vaccine manufactured by Moderna to arrive in Bethel this week. And last week, YKHC received extra doses of the Pfizer vaccine from the Indian Health Service.
I actually cried because of how many lives that we can save with this additional vaccine. So because of this wonderful and what I thought was unexpected a gift, we will be moving through our tiers a little bit faster than anywhere else.
The CDC's advisory committee has recommended that individuals age 75 and older and frontline essential workers get the vaccine next in phase 1B of distribution. They recommend people age 65 to 74, individuals with high-risk medical conditions, and other essential workers receive it after that in phase 1C. Dr. Hodges says YKHC is tweaking the CDC's guidance to include elders aged 65 to 74 in the same earlier wave as elders 75 and older.
The amount of effort and expense it takes to get the vaccine to the villages, it doesn't make sense for us to divide that into two different waves.
She said vaccination of YK Delta elders would begin this week. Then YKHC will wait for the State Vaccination Allocation Committee's recommendation on who falls within Phase 1B's definition of frontline essential workers. Dr. Hodges is a member of that state committee, where she has been advocating for Alaska Natives to receive priority in the state's vaccination schedule.
Alaska Natives bear a disproportionate burden of hospitalizations and deaths from this disease. And also, you know, it's also rural areas that have been not only disproportionately affected, but fewer resources to handle these severe outbreaks.
She said 10 to 15 communities in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, including Bethel, have widespread community transmission of the virus. Some villages, nearly 70% of residents have tested positive for the virus. Dr. Hodges also emphasized that young people have not been immune to severe illness.
And we have had multiple children who have been hospitalized and several had to go to ICU level care.
She added that because of how hard the COVID-19 pandemic has hit the YK Delta, it is exceptionally important for every person to get vaccinated as soon as they are eligible. Continuing in COVID-19 news, Bethel resident Kevin White was only 35 when COVID-19 took his life. He left behind four children from age 14 to 16 months. His wife, Leanne White, says no one expected Kevin to have a hard time with the disease.
Kevin said that he overheard them say that Kevin was the youngest patient with COVID-19 and very bad symptoms. They said that he was a very healthy person, very strong, and they couldn't understand why he got so sick.
Kevin did have a history of suffering from pneumonia. So when he tested positive for COVID on October 29th, Leanne says she was worried. A few days later, when he was having a hard time breathing, she took him to the Bethel Hospital. She remembers when they parted. He was in a wheelchair because he was so weak.
He said, "I'll see you later." And I smiled at him and I said, "Yeah, I'll see you later. Just call me when you're done and I'll come get you." Before I walked away, I smacked him on his back and I said, "I'll see you later, buddy." And he looked kind of embarrassed, but he giggled and he said, "Yeah." And that was the last time I touched him.
Kevin wasn't at the Bethel Hospital long. The next day, he was flown to Providence Hospital in Anchorage as his condition continued to deteriorate rapidly. The family watched him fly off. By that time, they had all tested positive and were quarantining. None of them got as ill as Kevin. He was not at Providence a day before Kevin called Leanne to say his breathing had gotten so bad that he was being put on a machine to breathe for him. She was not allowed to visit him. She came to Anchorage and phoned the hospital many times before anyone returned her calls. The next time she saw Kevin was after a doctor invited her to watch the hospital staff turn her husband over on his back.
I watched him breathe and his heart rate going up and down. And they said, "We're going to go turn him to his back and I just want you to be prepared." And as they were turning him, his heart rate on the monitor stopped. That was it.
Kevin White died on November 16th at 12:59 p.m., just 18 days after testing positive for the coronavirus. His wife, Leanne White, wants to thank everyone who has helped her family during this time and advises everyone to take COVID-19 seriously. She advises people of any age to take precautions like wearing a mask and keeping their distance. Next, in Bethel City Council. At tonight's meeting, Bethel City Council will vote on whether to extend the COVID emergency mandates for 2 more months. This includes the existing airport testing and mask mandates and the program that prevents water shutoffs. The City Council is racing against the CARES Act spending deadline of December 30th. It will vote on a measure that would allot another $500,000 of leftover CARES Act money to Bethel Community Services Foundation. Also before the City Council is how to cover programs previously funded by CARES grants, such as quarantine meals and lodging for people in isolation after COVID-19 diagnoses. Also on the agenda this evening is a reappointment of committee and commission members to new 3-year terms. Tune in to KYUK at 6:30 p.m. for a live broadcast of the Bethel City Council regular meeting. And finally, in the daily COVID count, yesterday, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 12 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the region. In alphabetical order by community, there were 6 cases in Bethel, 1 in Chivac, 1 in Chuathbuluk, 1 in Kipnuk, 1 in Kotlik, 1 in Tiluksak, and 1 in Tuntutuliak. There are 290 active cases in the region. Since March, YKHC has announced 3,353 cases, 17 medevacs, 38 Bethel hospitalizations, and 16 deaths. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.